はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、第11回日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with another Japanese culture class. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialist.Here in the studio with me today is Sakura.
Hello.
One more time.
Konnichiwa.
Yes. And we have a very interesting topic again this week. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
Last week you weren't here.
That's right. Natsuko explained us about
Warikan.
Warikan.
Yes. I think it worked out great. It was her specialty.
Izakaya.
Sakura, are you...Warikan gachi or are you warikan make?
I think
you look like a warikan make to me.
Maybe. I think so.
Really?
Yes.
Shall we go out tonight, Sakura? You got it. You got the joke.
I did. For a change.
For a change. Oh boy. Okay, let's get this lesson back on track. Now, Sakura, what are we going to talk about today? Why are we so excited today? Tell us, Sakura. Tell us.
You're too excited. calm down.
Deep breath. Okay, Sakura. What is the topic of today's culture class?
卒業.
One more time, please.
卒業.
And what is this in English, please?
Graduation.
Yes, graduation.
Yes.
Now, as we explained in a previous culture class, the entrance exam goes on and on through March, correct,
yes.
Sakura?
Yes.
And yes, as the new term starts in April in Japanese schools, everybody's graduating this month.
That's right.
Wow. What a month to graduate. It's cold out there, Sakura.
Yes. But it's kind of, you can feel spring coming. Oh, by the way, sorry, また off the track なんだけど、have you been smelling the jinchōge recently? When you're walking outside,
the jinchōge, what's that?
Jinchōge.
What's this?
I think it's called daphne in English. It's like bush, and it has like hard, tiny flowers. And, well, it's not some lovely flower to look at.But like when you're walking on
How
the street.
How mean, Sakura.
Okay. I love jinchōge. But anyway, if you're walking on the street, you can smell it. Like it catches you, you know?
Really? Can you describe the smell a bit?
So it's spring smell.
Ah.
Yes.
I think I can understand what flower you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, it smells quite nice.
Yes.So it's now is the time you can smell it the most.
Yeah, and do you remember we were talking about ume? I went to school recently and the ume were blooming. The flower,
yes.
One more time, what is this please?
Jinchōge.
I could smell the jinchōge.
Oh, really?
And yes, it did feel like spring. So I can understand what you mean about the graduation.
Yes, I had to mention this.
Okay.
I think it's called daphne.In English.
Daffodils?
No. Daphne. No, my pronunciation is terrible. Yeah. Daphne. Daphne?
I used to know
the Greek goddess? Do you know Daphne?
I don't know, but it seems like I would like to know.
Yes, but...
Sakura, you're a little too educated for me. Can you break it down a level?
So, this is one of my favorite flowers.
Ah.
Yes.In springtime, jinchōge.
Jinchōge.
And in autumn, kinmokusei. That's in kinmokusei also smells really nice in autumn. So it's like spring flower and autumn flower.
Save that for the autumn JCC.
Sorry. Yes. Okay. Back on track.
Yes. Our goal for the day. So, Sakura, you were saying the latter part of March does have a very spring feel to it. So, maybe it might be just right for graduation. Now, this could bring us to one point. In the U.S., graduation's usually in May or June and late August for some people who don't excel. So I think we have two. For example, the first round of graduation is in June for high school, and round two is in the end of August. So the point of this would be that the weather is quite nice.
Yes.
And we're pretty much assured to have graduation outside unless it rains. Mm-hmm. And if it rains, then it's inside. And nobody wants to graduate inside.
Ah.
Outside, it feels so nice. Now, for March, where do we have the graduation ceremony? Inside or outside?
Inside.
Oh, but yes. What about the spring feel?
Yes, but after the ceremony, you go outside and take pictures maybe.
I see.
Yes. It's usually in the school hall or somewhere rented.
Oh, you rent the hall for the graduation?
No, sorry. No, I think it's school hall.
School hall.
Yes. It's held inside in a school hall. And then when the ceremony is finished, they might come out and take pictures.
Now, if you remember, the Japanese school year starts in April and runs through
March.
And they have some breaks in between, of course.
Yes.
But it's much, much different than the U.S. system.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody out there, we'd be very interested to know how your school system runs.
Yes.
So, everybody's graduating and getting ready to go into a new school or getting ready to work.
Right.
But where to start, Sakura? Where to start? We have elementary schools, middle schools, junior high schools, high schools, colleges, specialty schools, vocational schools.
Where shall we start?
You tell me.
Junior high school?
Okay. Well, how about elementary? Do you remember elementary school? We'll give you 5 minutes or so. Everybody, please hold.
Well.
Another joke.
Uh-oh. Okay. Elementary school and junior high school and high school are basically not so different.
Okay.
And students wear their uniforms if the school has any uniforms.
Stop right there.
Oh.
Okay, first point. In Japanese schools, most Japanese schools, there is a dress code, right?
Yes, yes.
And what is the word for uniform in Japanese?
Seifuku.
Yes, and this is kind of the standard uniform.
Yes.
And the guys wear black uniforms.
Yes.
Or kind of navy. Is it black or
black.
Navy?
Black.
Okay. And what do the girls wear?
Seirafuku.
Okay, and what's the style?
Sailor.
Yeah, they kind of look like sailors.
Yes. So that's traditional, very traditional style, eh? Seirafuku and gakuran, you call it.
For the boys.
Yes, black.
Yes, okay. So we have the girls looking like sailors and the guys with the black uniforms with the short collars. Okay, now this is, again, we said many, many schools implement this dress code.
Yes.
And I feel bad for the girls because they actually wear skirts in the middle of winter. And
yes.
It's cold. Sakura, speaking from experience, is it cold?
I didn't wear them. Sorry. But, okay, the seirafuku and gakuran is popular as well. But also, blazer.
Ah, I see.
It's also very popular.
Okay.
Mostly navy.
Okay, so, but again, you won't see. It's not like a fashion show back home. You know, Sakura, when the school year starts in the U.S., it is like a commercial that came to life. Okay, back on track. Graduation. So many schools in Japan have graduation in March.
Yeah.
So what goes on? Where is the ceremony?
Usually we have ceremony in this big school hall or gymnasium, and they have this solemn atmosphere.
Ah,
yes,
I see.
It's like ceremony.
So, Sakura, tell us a little bit about the ceremony.
Yes. Okay. The order may differ, but the gakucho, we know gakucho, right? Or kocho sensei. Kocho, we sometimes say, for principal.
Principal.
Yes.
And yeah, gakucho would be dean.
Ah, yes.
For like a university.
University, yes. Kocho sensei would give a speech, and then a student will go on stage and say this little speech. To thank the teachers. Yes.
Lie.
Sorry.
Basically, yes. He's getting out and his last. But the thing is, how do we select this student? Now, in the U.S., One student gives a speech, but he's usually, he, or probably in most cases, she, is usually the person with the highest grades.
Ah, same, same.
It's the same.
Yes.
We say valedictorian.
Mm.
Valedictorian will give the speech.
Ah, yeah. Maybe we say shuseki.
Top of the class.
Class, yes. And after that, kocho hands out sotsugyo shosho.
Which is?
Graduation certificate.
Diploma, yes.
Diploma. Okay. So when your name is called, you walk up to the stage and then kocho will read out the short version of what's written and then you bow and receive it.
Ah, very interesting.
Yes. And then people will clap. Hakushu. Hakushu wo shimasu.
Does anybody stand up and yell?
No.
Yeah, Sakura!
No.
No?
No, just pachi 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 clap.
Which is the sound for clapping.
Pachi, yes.
Pachi pachi pachi.
Pachi pachi. Yes. Mm. And you walk down.
I see. Yes. In the US, we have, they mm-hmm. call your name. You walk up. You shake the principal's hand.
Oh, wow.
You get your diploma. And then you get 1 second. You could flash it to everybody and hold it up. And usually people are clapping and going crazy. Like
really?
In my case, only 5 years. Way to go. It's a miracle or something like this.
So different. You bow, like you really bow deeply and you practice this a lot before this ceremony. Yes. And when there's so many students, we sometimes have like a few going up the stage and then the rest will get their certificate in classroom.
Okay, Sakura. But now what I want to know, again, here we're talking about high school and junior high school.
Junior high school, yes.
Now, in the US, we all wear cap and gown. Cap and gown, cap and gown, cap and gown.
That's for high school as well?
Yeah, junior high school and high school. Oh, and on the cap, we have the little tassel with the number like that says, boy, I think in my case it said 06 for 1906. Joke again.
This year, though, ne?
Yeah. Okay, the point being that we got that on the top, just two numbers. And when we graduate, in the beginning it's on one side. When we graduate, we shift it to the other side.
Mm.
And then when the last person graduates and the principal says, congratulations, we take our caps and we throw them in the air.
I think I've seen that in the movie.
Yes.
Yes. Ah, that's great.
Believe what you see in movies. It's all true.
Wow. So different.
Tell us. How are the Japanese dressed? Is there any special thing they wear for the ceremony?
Uniform.
So they wear the same uniforms that they wore every day to school?
Yes. Seifuku. So that's formal clothes.
Formal clothes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Elementary school may have no uniform, but junior high school and high school often have uniforms. So students wear that. And when boys wear gakuran,
which is the boys' uniform.
Yes.
Is it just the top of the uniform?
I think it's the set.
The set. Okay. Which is the set, the uniform set they wear?
Yes.
Okay.
When they graduate, girls will come up and ask for your second button.
The second button?
Yes. And you give it to the girl you really like.
I see.
Yes.
That's really interesting. What is it called?
Daini botan.
Daini button. The second button.
Yes.
Now, this is the second button from the top, right?
Yes.
Why do you think it's this button, this particular button?
Maybe it's close to the heart?
Yes.
Is it?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I think.
And often, when the boy belongs to a club.
Which is?
Club activities.
Yeah, like an extracurricular activity.
Yes.
Could be sports or something else.
Yes. Often the younger girls, like first year and second year girls, come up to you and say, senpai. Senpai is a senior, right?
Yeah.
And you call them senpai. You say, senpai, daini botan wo kudasai. Like
Which that. Is?
Please give me your second button.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. The girls seem to have so much courage in Japan. Giving candy first, asking for buttons,
True.
Pieces of clothing.
So fair.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, yes. Sakura, just the second button.
You can give out. Some boys end up without any buttons on the uniform.
Cool guys are going home naked.
Well, they have the cloth. So, But no buttons.
No buttons. That's really interesting.
Maybe they do that with blazer too. I don't know.
How many buttons can you have? You got the blazer plus the shirt inside. So I guess you can give it, you can supply up to 10 or 20 girls.
Not at all. Another thing associated with 卒業 is 卒業アルバム.
Oh, what's this?
It's an album with all pictures of the classmates. There's one big album for each year.
We have the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we usually trade them to be signed.
Oh, we don't do that though. We just keep it, yes.
You just keep it?
Yes. That's called 卒業アルバム.
Really? You know, we usually trade.
Oh.
Will you sign mine? Will you sign mine?
Really?
And then it's funny. You know, everyone signs it. Then in like 20 years, you could look back and see what everyone wrote.
Ah, yes. That's interesting.
Wow. So you just get it and you don't do anything with it?
No. When I was a junior high school student, we had autographs. Like you buy this saincho signature book.
Ah.
Yes. You can divide up the pages and then put them together again. So you divide it among your friends.
That's really good. I like that a lot. Yeah. It works out better. One of my friends signed right over my picture. No, just kidding, bud.
Right.
It does kind of work out better. Do you have them together?
Yes.
See, that's the thing. You're able to hold on to these books. I think I would lose them very fast. If it's not all together, I'm going to lose it.
Mm.
Okay. So what happens after graduation?
You go home.
Say it louder. Say it louder.
You go home.
I figured out that much.
Okay, you might like to go, you know, for a cup of coffee or you can't drink yet, right?
Yeah.
So you can't go drinking. So.
And we all know if it's a law, it can't be broken.
But things are a little bit different for universities, though. University or college graduation.
Wait, before that, do you get any gifts for graduating high school? Like from your parents or from your grandparents? Or in the U.S., it's customary. Ching! It's definitely not worth the labor you put into graduating high school because it's only a couple hundred dollars. So if you divide it by year and the hour, you're getting like 1 cent an hour to go to school.
Well, you get that.
Very cheap labor.
Yeah, from relatives and family.
Okay, so what's going on for colleges and universities?
Yes. You either wear suit, both girls and boys, or girls might wear hakama.
And we talked about this last time.
Yes.
In
成人 no hi.
Yes, the coming of age day and coming of age ceremony.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, the hakama is really popular for these ceremonies.
Yes, very colorful hakamas.
Did you wear one?
Yes.
What color?
Green hakama and red kimono inside.
Wow.
Yes.
Please check the homepage for pictures of Sakura and her graduation.
Black and white. Black and white picture. Yes,
so that was great.
Yeah. And usually when hakama is worn by men, and girls wear either zori or boots to go with hakama.
I see. Mm. Wow, it must be nice.
It's very nice, yes.
But it's a shame the guys aren't all dressed up too.
I know. Usually suits.
Yeah.
Mm.
But at least they look nice. And do you get to throw anything?
Throw?
Yeah, like we throw the hats again for college too. We throw the hats.
No.
So what's the highlight of the graduation?
Well, it's basically the same, right? You get this diploma.
But what's like the peak moment? Like in the U.S., the peak moment is, congratulations, class of 2006. Yes.
It's not like that at all. So we cry, you know.
Everybody's see, there it is. But when do you cry? During the ceremony or after?
Well, often students sing this song, graduation song. It's not, there are a couple of songs that's sung at that kind of situation. And when you start singing that, you just, you know, start crying.
There, the eyes open up. So that's the highlight. What's the name of the song?
Hotaru no Hikari.
And this is, in English?
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. You have to check it, though.
Can you sing just a little bit for us?
Hotaru no hikari. But yeah,
don't stop.
We often sing that at the end of the year as well.
Yeah. Really? Mm. I noticed that's the closing song to the library when I used to study. It was like that song would come on and we'd have to leave. It was like 5 minutes to go.
There are various songs. Like there are some new ones as well. And usually they sing something all together. And then they start crying. Everybody's crying.
I think some of our listeners are crying. You stop singing in the middle of the song.
And university... We sometimes have shaonkai.
What was that?
Shaonkai.
And what's that?
Literal translation would be thank you for the thank you party.
Ah.
Yes. So you have this place reserved, like a restaurant or some hall, and teachers are there, and you go there dressed up, like if you're wearing hakama, you go in hakama maybe, and if you're wearing like Western clothes, it's kind of dressed up, you know, Western clothes, and you have a party with teacher. Yes.
And everybody's invited? Mm. Or only certain people are invited?
Everybody's invited, but...
Not everybody's notified.
No, well, most people prefer to go drinking with friends, right?
Ah.
Like go out and like have fun. Yeah,
the party is in Funsicle.
Yeah, but so it's more.
Which one did formal. You go to, Sakura?
Of course, of course, nomikai.
Ah, Sakura, drinking party. You didn't go say goodbye to your professors?
No, I should have.
Show up this year. They never specified what year you. Right?
Yes.
Okay, Sakura.
That's about it, I suppose.
So, I hope everybody enjoyed that.
Yes. Thank you.
That's going to do it for today.
Mata ashita ne.
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.